Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. On a Tuesday, we got a lot to get to. Devin Caney joins us in an hour. Reuben Frank, very strong the other night on the postgame show about the Eagles play calling. He'll join us at 12. Ross Tucker later. Kiss the baby, you people, and even a combo con day with a big prize to give away. All coming up as we try to solve some problems today for this Eagles offense. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I prepared something that I just wanted to kind of talk about before we start the show.
Okay.
Because, you know, yesterday, you know, a lot of people were in their feelings. You know, and they said a lot of mean and hurtful things.
Oh, did they?
To me on the internet, their internet.
Oh, you know? Yeah, the internet, yeah.
And, you know, I said some things about some people's wives, and I don't know their wives.
Here we go again.
And I told some people where they could go and stuff like that. I want to say I don't take what you say about me personally, because I know that for the most part I vibrate on a higher level, and a lot of times y'all can't comprehend this game that I spit on a regular, you know? So I get that. So, you know, like yesterday, it was a lot of consternation about me saying that, you know, I would want to see Dak in this offense. That wasn't for 5 years or even a Super Bowl run, people. That was yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was the day that they played the game. So I know a lot of y'all don't vibrate on that high enough level to understand the conversation that we have on a daily basis. So I just want to clear it up. And I just want to say, I forgive y'all. I don't take it personal.
You know, I thought it was an apology. It's an I forgive you. I like that.
Yeah, I forgive y'all. I ain't apologize for nothing.
No, I didn't know where you're going.
No, I'm just saying, I ain't apologize for nothing. I mean, because, you know, a lot of times we do stuff and people see certain things and you're so emotional.
Yeah.
See, that's probably like why some of y'all ain't in good relationships right now, because you're too emotional. You don't sit back and listen to what's being said. Nope. So, you know, I'm here to try to help you.
Yeah.
This is great.
Quit being so emotional.
We're off to a roaring start thing. Here. Yeah.
I'm just saying. So I just wanted to say, I'm looking at you people. I do not apologize, but I forgive y'all.
You know what? That's big of you.
To accept their
take the high road.
Yeah. I'm working. Hey, listen, man. I know the holidays are coming up. We're about to be with family. I'm working on me. So that's why I'm not going to take it personal.
You know what? I like that. You're working on you, and let's all work on the Eagles offense. 215-592-9494, because obviously they need help, and maybe perhaps they need a big change. All right. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday, because he was asked point blank, have you considered taking away play calling from Kevin Petullo? Here is what the Eagles head coach said yesterday.
Nick, have you contemplated making a change at the offensive play caller position? And if not, why the confidence in Kevin this far into the season?
Yeah, no, I haven't. And again, I think that it's never – I think we always are always looking for answers. As coaches, we're always looking for answers, and we're never into assigning blame. It's just looking for answers. And I think what I think what sometimes can happen is it's like, it's just this. Well, it's not just that. And it's, you know, it's every piece of the puzzle, coaching, playing, execution, scheme, everything. You know, we got to be better in all of those aspects. And so yesterday, you know, I thought Kevin did a good job of calling it. You know, obviously he's going to want some. He's going to want plays back, just like every player and myself. We all want plays back, and when you're going through it like that, that's what you're always looking at. Is, you know, and it's never in football just one thing. Even though you're always trying to find answers. So, no, I haven't considered that, Dave.
All right, so Nick Sirianni putting it out there, he has not considered taking away play calling from Kevin Petullo. And I imagine many, if not most, of fans out there disagree with Nick Sirianni on this. And I think the majority of people, and we're going to find out today, 215-592-9494, want the play calling strip from Kevin Petullo. And let me be clear when I say this. I'm not sitting here telling you I think we have something special with Kevin Petullo. I'm not sitting here saying we have the next Kyle Shanahan to Sean McVay. I don't believe that. But I agree with Nick Sirianni on this one. I would ride it out with Kevin Petullo, and I don't think Nick Sirianni should go back on what he said yesterday. I don't think he should take away the play calling from Kevin Petullo. Let me give you a few reasons why. Number one, I go back to 2 years ago, and when they took the defensive coordinator play calling away from Sean Desai, I viewed that as a sign of panic, and I don't want to panic again. Now, I'm not saying Desai was doing well and he deserved to, you know, quote-unquote deserved to keep it, but the switch to Patricia didn't work. And it was so late in the season, to me, it was too late to fix it. And I just think it made things more complicated for the defense 2 years ago. I viewed this the same way. This is his handpicked guy. He's been here for 5 years with him. He just backed him yesterday. I think if they take away play calling, especially on a short week right now, away for Petullo, it would signal panic. And I don't think it's a good idea coming down the stretch of the season where they have everything in front of them to incite panic. Then, all right, let's say he takes it away from him. Well, who's calling the plays? Nick? We're going to have Nick Sirianni call the plays? Should Nick, we saw this already. I've seen this movie. It is a bad movie. I don't want that either.
I don't give a shit.
Well, I do. And I saw that movie and it was bad a few years ago. So it's not like they have another ready-made play caller just sitting there ready to go. They did have Patricia, who was a longtime defensive coordinator. So at least that had some logic to it from that perspective. I don't want Sirianni calling the plays. And the last time they did this, it basically ended the season. The drama just overcame that team. They never recovered. And I also think there is some element of this to where Petullo's got a lot of voices in his head, right? He's got Jalen, probably having input on the offense. He's got the receiver, who's very loud. You know, at some point, maybe Nick Sirianni needs to put his foot down and say, that's my offensive coordinator. He's in charge of the offense. He calls the plays. It's not about AJ getting targets. It's not about Jalen doing what he wants or any of these guys. Kevin Petullo calls the plays. I would ride it out. I know it's been bad. I know the numbers. Here, where do you come down on this? Nick Sirianni said yesterday he's not considered it. I know most of our listeners probably want him to take away the play calling. Should he take away the play call from Petullo? I say ride it out with Kevin.
Well, I feel like a lot of times, you know, we get like this, it's because it's being knee-jerky. Before this game happened, we were 8-2. And there were rumblings of Kevin Petullo and everything, but nobody was calling, you know, a lot of people weren't calling. Was there a few people were, but a lot of people weren't.
I think Petullo getting this thing on track before the playoffs start, even if it's not perfect, because they have issues on the O-line and Jalen and all that. If they are a little better and they keep him and they go into next year, I'd feel better about continuity next year. Let's hear Jordan Mailata yesterday on the Jordan Mailata show defending Kevin Petullo and his play call.
You bring up Petullo a lot, unprompted.
I just think he cops a lot of slack for no reason. You know, I thought he put us in. I thought KP put us in positions multiple times to win that game. And what did we do as players? Not execute and penalties. So you can say all you want, fire KP, da da da. You got to put some blame on us players because we're out there playing. We're the ones who are crapping all over the place.
Well, 14 penalties, certainly crap it all over the place. I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Should Nick Sirianni take play calling away from Kevin Petullo and call the plays himself starting Friday against the Chicago Bears? Kyle, what are you feeling as we have now gone through, what, the first two-thirds of the season and the offense has stunk?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are crazy. Sounding crazy to me. Like, we've complained this entire season about the way this offense has looked.
Mm-hmm.
And really, this feels like the most obvious lever for them to pull for this season. Right? Like, you can call it panic all you want. I am desperate. I'm desperate to change this offense. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And while you can say it's panic on one hand, we also have precedent of him doing it or making a play caller change. Granted, this was Sirianni giving up play calling and it working. They were 2-5 and it turned their season around and they ended up making the playoffs. I also remember a head coach that was super stubborn about his offense and everything else that came with it. And it was the beginning of the end for Doug Peterson because he was too stubborn and unwilling to change. Like, the one thing I like about Nick Sirianni is that he's, I mean, granted, 2023 did not work out, But he still tried something. I don't view that as Nick's fault because he did try something. I was glad that he tried something. I'm desperate enough to try something right now. And none of us can really pinpoint whether it's really the players or the coaches who the main culprit is. The honest answer is that it's probably a little bit of everything.
It's a collective.
I do know one thing. They can't change all these players this season.
I can't do that.
I mean, if their hands are tied because of the players or because of the quarterback, you know when that's an issue for? The offseason. I'm trying to go back-to-back, guys.
Back-to-back
I have
is
a
hard.
Season to salvage. So, it's the easy fix, you said, Hugh. It feels like really the only lever for them to pull this season. They're not going to bench Jalen Hurts. I mean, I don't think that's something that a lot of people are even screaming for. They're not going to do that. They can't get a replacement offensive line in here. Mm-mm. You can give Tank Bigsby more touches, but really, what good is that going to do? The receivers, everybody else, they're here. That's the one fix that they can make right now. And by the way, if we're looking for continuity, I got better continuity for you if this thing does work out.
Mm.
You have a head coach that can just call plays, and he's never going to get poached up by another team again. If riding this out with Petullo feels insane to me right now. And I don't even know if it's fully on him, but I need to do something.
You know what you're talking about doing? It's almost like you're paying your house, right? Or you're stucco on. You're putting stucco on your house.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
And you're at 70% done. And then all of a sudden, you say you don't like the color. I mean, you've already bought the materials. You've already put the plan together. You've mixed everything. So
it's late in the game.
The only way that you're going to fix this, it has to come from within. And it has to be with those guys that are in there. I would say this. Some smaller fixes that you could help win you games because they help you win games this year, execute better. 14 penalties. That's on the players, you know?
Well, sure.
So you do that. You don't make the bonehead plays. Lock in, man. I could almost guarantee you that if all that outside noise that you talk about Monday through Friday, if you put that aside and just focus on Sunday, you'd be in a better spot.
Can I jump off your analogy real quick?
Yes.
The paint's already stuck on the wall. I can't go and chip up all the paint. I'm just going to get somebody to come in and paint over it.
And it's the guy who bought the paint to begin with.
Yeah, well.
All right, couple days. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I'm curious your thought on this. Because Kyle brings up a fair point. Sirianni did this once in his first year as the head coach. He was the play caller, and they were 2-5, and he gave it off to Steichen, and away they went, and they made the playoffs. And then 2 years later, he did it with the defense, right, when he took it away from Desai and gave it to...
Wait a minute, who's the quarterback? At the time.
Jalen was quarterback. So, but here's what I think is the difference. When you do it in October and you're 2-5, you almost have nothing to lose.
No,
they are 8-3 right now.
Yeah, and they've done a tremendous job of whatever this offense is. They've done a tremendous job of getting to this point.
Yeah.
So you can't just scrap your whole plan to me and do something totally different.
I just think it would come off as panic and desperation, and I think it would send a bad vibe to the locker room. Like, hey, we're panicking again. We're collapsing again. Because that's what I thought happened 2 years ago. When we found out he took away play calling from Desai, or defensive duties from Desai, it was like, oh my God, they're not just struggling by our eyes. They're internally panicked. I feel like it would come off as a panic move. And that this locker room feels like it's on thin ice anyway. 215-592-9494. The other thing is they were 2-5 in 21 when he gave up play calling. They were coming off a game at 2-5 where they were down 30-7 in that game against to the Raiders. And Jalen Hurts was barely completing 50% of his passes. They're 8-3 right now. I know we're frustrated. I know we're upset. I know the offense stinks by basically every metric. I'd ride it out with KP, though. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Should Nick Sirianni take over play calling from Kevin Petullo? I know a lot of people want it. Kyle wants it. I'm not there. I would let it ride out with Kevin Petullo here. Darren is in North Philly. He starts us off on WIP this morning. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Good morning, Lamont. Good morning, my brother. Always the words of wisdom.
What's going on, man?
Good morning. Good morning, Darren.
Lamont, you already know, my brother. Listen, dig this, right? I'm staying with KP. I'm going to ride him out. Well, that's a Diddy word. My bad. No Diddy.
Yeah, no Diddy.
We're going to ride it. We're going to ride with it.
We still do that?
Yeah, we still do that.
We'd like to avoid it.
Yeah, okay.
But here's my issue. Two people who I think aren't getting blamed. One is Kevin Stoutland.
You mean Jeff Stoutland?
Jeff Stoutland, excuse me, I apologize.
No, you're fine.
The line, there's no continuity or consistency with the line, and that's the issue. Losing Becton was bad. I'm telling you, when we lost Becton, you could see everything, the dominoes start to fall. Stein is not it, I'm telling you, and that's where it starts. The second thing is we got a big game coming up, and we got a guy who is looking for payback.
CJGJ, I know. All our safeties are banged up, and he's playing. I know
exactly, and we're missing passion. Yeah. We don't have that. We don't have that CJ kind of okay. Get right. You know, we got to calm him down. You know, we got the guy there, Graham, to pull him back, but he doesn't have a dog to go out and go woof woof woof, and that's the problem. We don't. We got to get our intensity back. It's almost like we having a. You know, we won the Super Bowl, and now we're like, okay, we got this. We know, like, no, we got to get that gump back because Chicago is rolling now.
I know. They're 8-1 their last nine. I mean, they're coming in here with a lot of wins under their belt. Yeah, of course they do.
Right. So that we got to get that we believe back. And it's not just KP. Yeah, he got some issues, but it's the quarterback. Like Lamont said, everybody's enough to go around. But don't Stoutland is the one, though. He got to get his team together.
Well, you know, I'll say this, Darren. Darren, good phone call. A little of the shine has come off of Jeff Stoutland. No matter who you give him, they have a dominant offensive line. Not this year. I mean, the offensive line is not good.
Decimated by injuries, man. And,
yeah.
And you know, it's also not aided by the predictability of the offense. You know, you hear Jason Avant. Jason Avant does a hell of a job, by the way. I just wanted to, you know, give him his props.
By the
man.
Way, he'll be with us tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, Jason Lunch Avant hour? Does a hell of a job. Like, as a defensive end, like, let me just give you a breakdown of what I saw the other night. There was a tell in the game that probably nobody picked up on, but after a while watching the game, I was like, damn, he does that every time, you know, they're getting ready to throw the ball. Who was it? The guard.
Steen.
Kept tapping Cam on his back.
So my guess watching it Sunday is because they were going silent because it's loud in there. Yeah.
But you can't do that. Like you have to be better in that because if I'm a defensive lineman, because it just triggered. I was like, damn, every time they do that, it's pass. You got to stop doing that. You have certain, like if I was locked into the game like I used to be when I played, there are certain things that they're doing that are tipping plays. And when you do that, you add to the predictability of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You're hurting. You're shooting yourself in the foot. He needs to do better with that. I know you're on the road and you're trying to get the snap count, but after you slap him on the back, you know, you go. And if I'm a defensive lineman, once he slaps him on the back, 1-2, I'm out. I'm out. You're putting yourself in a bad spot. So there are things that you can do better as far as execution that can help out.
I agree. I think we sometimes Petullo's become clearly the scapegoat for all this. I mean, it's not Kevin Petullo's fault that Saquon Barkley's not running as fast or AJ Brown can't run as fast. I mean, that's not him.
No, I don't disagree. We can't get a new offensive line here this season.
Nope.
Jeff Stoutland's not going to go anywhere. Shouldn't go anywhere. And again, like the Saquon Bigsby thing, I don't know how much of an upgrade that is. Probably marginal at best. One of the variables has to change here if we're not going to let this thing spiral out of control. And you know what that variable is?
Yeah, there's only one. There's only one lever to pull. I get that. I just think there's the risk versus the reward. And they tried this 2 years ago, and it went got worse. I mean, guys, it got worse. There is an element to that where, okay, yeah, maybe Kyle's right. Maybe a lot of people out there are right that if Sirianni takes over, it could get better. Maybe. What if it gets worse? I mean, 2 years ago, it got worse when they went from Desai to Patricia. It caused, I think it caused panic within the team. Like, oh my gosh, I know we're not playing great, but we are, whatever they were, 10-3 at that point. They're 8-3. They got a game in a couple days here. No, I'm sticking with Kevin Pitullo. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Can I start with this first? Hey, Bob Vila Douglas, that was a terrible analogy.
What do you mean?
Terrible.
Which one?
The house.
Oh, the house.
You started putting the stucco on it. You got the stucco.
No. Yeah, painting and stucco. No. Listen, this is sports talk radio, all right? Not Better Homes with you, okay?
Gotcha.
Can we just stay on point here? Stay
we're
on our
we're trying. We're trying.
Yeah, that's hard.
Guys, anybody with a set of eyes knows and understands that the right move is for Nick to take the play calling back. Mm. This Pitullo experiment has gone awry. And it's either gone awry for a number of reasons. One, he's not that good at it. Two, the players are not bought in. Three, your main player, which, you know, Hugh recklessly speculates that was calling the plays out in the field, number one, our quarterback, is not bought in on it. So it's one of these situations where I'll make an analogy for you, Hugh. So I take me back to my Army days. When the XO was there, the lieutenant was there, the second lieutenant, you respected them, you know, the offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. you respect them. But it's not the same as when the captain walks in the room. When the company commander walks in, there's no messing around. So the fact that right now we have some fractions within this locker room with some personalities, people kind of going rogue, you know, not really following what needs to go on, it's time for the big brass to step in and, mm-hmm. and put their foot down. And that's where I'm hoping it can right the ship. And, hey, guys, if it does, now we understand what the problem was. If it doesn't and it gets worse, we know it's a bigger problem burning out of control than what we're already starting to see. So I look at it as it's a quick solution, but it also gives you that eyes on the long-term success of it. So that's why I'm all for this. This is Nick's offense. He's told the staff from the start. Now, we can agree it's not totally his office. It's part of the offense. Look, you don't sideline Pitullo and completely put him out. But what you do is you say, hey, you know, you be the passing game coordinator. You go back to your role last year. I'll be the main OC and the head coach and play caller and just see where it goes. Because right now, we all know where this thing is going, and this is going into the ground. It's going to go to an early exit into playoffs, and it's not looking good.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, that right now, if things don't change and they don't get better, and Chris Pierce's phone call, it looks like a one-and-done team. I mean, that's what they look like. They look like a team that will go one-and-done in the playoffs unless this offense approves. 215-592-9494. Should Nick Sirianni take over play calling from Kevin Pitullo? I don't think so, nor does Hugh. Kyle, and I'm guessing a lot of other people do believe he should. All right, well, you get you set up with what we're doing for our prize today. It is Combo-Con on the Midday Show. We'll get into that. And a couple things we got cleared up yesterday that we want to get to make sure we have it out there to get the truth out there from the horse's mouth. That is next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.